彩之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年10月14日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了Charan Prabhu， 为我们来继续讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》。Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita， Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda。
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal, Love of Godhead.
今天我们继续来学习永恒的 Chaitanya 经，是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第23章，生命的终极目标，对守神的爱。
Reading this morning from Shrida Mayapur.
我们今天还是在 Shrida Mayapur 向大家直播。
And today we're going to read some fairly technical information.
今天我们要谈到的一些内容是比较具有技术性的。
But we will mostly summarize it.
但是呢，我们应该还是以一种概述的方式来呈现。
Because this material spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually part of advanced study of Bhakti Yoga.
因为呢在这个部分里面就是切坦尼马哈帕布所讲解到的这些部分其实呢是奉爱瑜伽 Bhakti Yoga 的一些比较高阶的部分了。
So, when we read books like Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita,
当我们去读到像 Srimad Bhagavatam, 圣严伯伽瓦坛 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 永恒的切坦尼经还有 Bhagavad Gita 佛家梵歌的时候
We don't go directly to the most elevated topics.
我们不会一下子就跳到这个最高深的一些内容
And at the same time, we don't avoid them.
但同时呢我们也不会避而不谈
We just read through from the beginning all the way to the end.
我们只是说从开始一直到最后给它通读一遍
And in the process of reading, we come across those topics that are elevated.
然后呢在通读的这个过程中呢我们就会讲解一些其中比较高深的一些部分。
At least we know that at some point we are going to develop some high level of curiosity about those topics.
至少呢我们知道在我们学习的过程当中终会有一个时候我们会对这些比较高阶的这些更深入的一些内容会产生更高的一些好奇心。
But we have to understand that we won't be able to have realization on those topics unless we are on a very mature platform of Krishna consciousness.
但是我们也要清楚一点，除非我们已经达到了 Krishna 知觉的非常成熟的一个境界，否则呢，对于这些比较深奥的这些内容的这个理解就不会发生。
And that's the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expected and instructed his followers to write books that goes very, very deep on the high topics of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给了他的追随者一些训示和一些教导让他们就 Krishna 知觉当中的比较高深的这些哲学的这些内容以进一步非常详细的方式来呈现
So really what he is giving through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is pretty much a summary.
所以说呢，在这里 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 所述说的，基本上可以算是一个概述。
And then later on, Rupa and Sanatan and the other Goswamis will elaborate by writing their own books.
嗯，那之后呢，像 Rupa Goswami 还有 Sanatan Goswami， 他们就会通过自己的文字来进一步阐释。
So they have left behind a huge wealth of transcendental literature.
他们留下了巨大的超然知识的宝藏和遗产。
And Srila Prabhupada once said that if he was going to remain longer, he would take up the task to train all of the Goswami literatures.
那 Srila Prabhupada 曾经说，他如果说呢，他如果能够在这个世间能够逗留更长的时间的话，他一定会去翻译所有的这个 Goswami 们的这些文献的。
Because this is part of the legacy and the treasure that Lord Chaitanya came to give.
因为这是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显示之后所留给世人的宝藏和遗产。
So everyone at their own level of practice of Bhakti Yoga will find something to taste and will find.And something to appreciate.
所以说呢，在 Bhakti Yoga 风雅瑜伽的之途上，从中找到一些值得他们去品味和欣赏的内容。
But even at the beginning of Krishna consciousness, even trying to understand a verse from the Bhagavad Gita is a challenge.
那作为刚起步的奉献者而言，一开始呢，当你翻开这个《薄伽梵歌》的时候。要去理解其中哪怕是一个世界似乎都觉得是困难重重是一个很大的挑战
Because there is a vast difference between the words of Krishna and intellectual exercise or even stories that are meant to entertain the mind
因为呢在 Krishna 的语言以及我们所习惯的那种智力思辨游戏还有那种娱乐我们头脑和精神的那些语言之间或者说知识之间是有巨大的差别的。
Because the words of Krishna are absolute.
因为 Krishna 的话语是绝对的。
And they are meant to destroy ignorance in the heart.
那 Krishna 的这个话语呢这样的知识就是要摧毁我们内心中的愚昧的。
And once this ignorance is removed,then the seed of bhakti can begin to fructify.
那当这个愚昧被清除之后呢，这个 bhakti 风爱的这个种子才可能生根发芽结果。
So Prabhupada once said, there is never a dull moment in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，释迦牟尼佛他说，在 Krishna 知觉当中，没有一刻是枯燥乏味的。
Every day we have an opportunity to discover ourselves as eternal servant of Krishna.
每天我们都可以进一步的去探索到我们作为 Krishna 的永恒仆人的真实的本质。
Every day we will be faced with admitting our shortcomings.
那每一天呢，我们都要去面对和接受。我们自己的缺陷。
And every day we have a chance to make spiritual progress.
而每天呢，我们也有一个新的机会，能够获得灵性上的进步。
And as we progress in Krishna consciousness, we begin to understand the true meaning of happiness.
那随着我们在 Krishna 知觉当中逐步的拾级而上。那我们就会越来越感受到什么是真正的快乐。
Actually, happiness really begins on a mature platform of devotional service when we are steady.
事实上呢，这种快乐真正的开始是始于我们已经达到了 Krishna 知觉中的奉爱服务的一个成熟的阶段。
And Srila Jiva Goswami mentions in his writings that spiritual life only begins when we are free from lusty desires.
也就是说已经达到了很稳定的风来福的阶段。而七分Goswami 呢，他曾经在他的文献当中说到，其实真正的分爱服务是始于你已经去除了色欲的那一刻开始。
And lusty desires manifest in wanting to enjoy things for ourselves, but also sex life.
那这个色欲呢，它的这个含义是比较广的。一方面就是说，意思就是我们总是在有一种自我享受的一种欲望。还有一种呢，就是代表的这个色欲。
So also in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained we have to be free from very specific things that are holding back, such as anger, greed, and lust.
所以呢，在这个佛家梵歌当中 ，Krishna 他说我们也要摆脱那个我们的前进的这个大敌，就是把我们所束缚在物质世界的这些，比如说像。贪婪啊，还有愤怒啊，还有色欲。
So as long as we are not free from this type of material obstacles, we will always carry something in the darkness of our heart, which will prevent from flying to Krishna.
所以只要我们还没有征服我们的这些敌人，那我们就会还会在被束缚在物质的黑暗的这个角落里。里面使我们没有办法长出这个翅膀啊，飞向 Krishna。
This is why previously Lord Chaitanya also went through what we have to avoid in terms of offenses。
所以呢，就是之前 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也讲到了，就是我们应当要避免哪一些冒犯。
To give up what is not favorable and to accept what is favorable。
去就是去接受那些。也有利于 Krishna 知觉的那些事物，而拒绝对我们不利的。
To understand the necessity to associate with devotees.
而且呢，也要明白和奉献者联谊的重要性、必要性。
And then gradually we begin to actually taste Krishna consciousness.
然后呢，逐步的，我们就会对 Krishna 知觉有了品味。
For example.Indrajumna Swami has been traveling and preaching to the public for the past 50 years, every single day.
比如说呢 ,Indrajumna Swami, 他在他过去的这50年间可以说每天他都在旅行每天都在传播知识。
He has never stopped, not a single day.
没有一天他停下脚步。
And you will...think that all he has in his mind is just the next public program, the next Bhagavad Gita lecture.
所以你可能会想象说，在他的头脑里可能永远都是充满着，我的下一站是哪里？我下一次的这个公共的这个公开的演讲是在哪里？然后我下一次的佛家梵歌的课是什么内容
？But because he is been in lockdown in Vrindavan for the past 9 months, all he does is being 100% absorbed in remembering Radha Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
那因为他在这个因为这个新冠病毒的这个缘故，他在 Vrindavan 已经被滞留了九个月了。而在过去的这个九个月当中，他每天都沉浸在 Radha Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的这些甜美超然的逍遥时光里。
So this is the reward in.Sacrificing oneself to assist the spiritual master.
这个就是说，当一个人他牺牲了自己，全力以赴的去辅助自己的灵性导师，去完成使命的时候，所得到的回报。
And it's very important to understand this because Gaudiya Vaishnavas are given a very special opportunity to make rapid advancement.
那这点也是非常。重要的，其实作为 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者的话，他们有着独一无二的一个机会，能够在灵性的道路上突飞猛进。
In other words, the tradition is that when you join Krishna consciousness, you move into an ashram or you live around where the guru lives, And every day you are just absorbed in hearing and chanting.
那传统上是当一个人他加入的时候他会来到这个庙宇或者住在和他的在和灵性导师非常近的这些地方所以每天呢他就有大量的机会沉浸在聆听和唱诵之中
But those who do this are those who are born in pious families
但是有有这样的一些契机的人往往是出生在非常虔诚的家庭里的
The brahmacharis, I mean, here in Mayapur, the devotees are just chanting all day.
就比如说我们在现在我们所在的这个圣地 Mayapur 的话，可以说奉献者每天都在唱诵。
So you have to be advanced to do this because you have to have the taste. You cannot be artificial.
那一个人他要是能这样做到时时刻刻都在唱诵圣名的话，他必须是要有一定的这个品味，要很深的这个品味的，因为你如果没有品味的话，你也不能装模作样的这样去做，这是装不出来的。
So are we in that same situation? Can we just do bhajan and read the Bhagavatam and chant japa every day, all day?
我们是否已经达到了这样的一个高度了呢？我们是否真的每天什么事情都不用都不愿意都不就是都不愿意去做了，都没有兴趣去做了，只是每天的。去巴掌唱诵然后聆听圣典波加瓦坛唱诵圣名念诵我们真的就做到了吗
Srila Prabhupada said we should not try to imitate Srila Haridas Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada 曾经说过这样的一句话我们不要去模仿 Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur would sleep maximum for an hour and a half and the rest of the time he would just chant japa.
Haridas Thakur他每天睡眠的时间不会超过一个半小时而所有的这个时间他都用来唱诵就是要去念诵圣名也就是加法
One time here in Mayapur one devotee, Western devotee told Prabhupada Prabhupada, I'm going to build a hut in the field and I'm just going to chant all day
有一次呢有一个门徒对 Srila Prabhupada 他说这个是在 Mayapur 他说我就在田野里面造一个茅屋然后我每天我就从早念诵到晚，非常的认真。
So Prabhupada didn't say anything; he just kept walking.
那Srila Prabhupada一言不发，还继续往前走去。
And a month later, Prabhupada asked the devotees, "What's happening with the hut?"
然后一个月之后呢，Srila Prabhupada就想起来，他就问身边的奉献者说，就 to ask this person or the other person.
What's happening with the hut?"
他说这个茅屋怎么了，Srila Prabhupada
And the devotees told, "Oh, Prabhupada, he left." Left the hut last month and he went back to the west, he got married.
然后这个奉献者就回答Srila Prabhupada说他一个月之前已经离开了那个茅草屋了他已经回了西方国家然后又结婚了。
So, by the mercy of Prabhupada and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we are given a way, a very specific way to bypass these sorts of pious activity andcreate an even stronger pious activity.
所以说呢就是急着 Krishna 和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈所以呢我们就可以名正言顺的绕过这样的虔诚活动而去创造一个更伟大的虔诚活动。
And that is Sankirtan Yagya.
那这个就是我们所说的 Sankirtan Yagya.
We have to understand this is the key andThis is the secret to reach the understanding of the deeper meanings of Krishna consciousness.
就是这个是齐颂圣名的一个祭祀活动。那么我们大家要知道，这个齐颂圣名其实是帮助我们打开 Krishna 知觉的一个更加深入的内容的一个金钥匙。
Sankirtan Jagya means that we perform activities which are for the benefit of all the conditioned souls by spreading Krishna consciousness.
那什么叫做 Sankirtan 运动呢 ？Sankirtan 运动，齐颂圣名运动，意味着就是说，我们去通过去传播 Krishna 知觉这样的这个知识，而更好的让这个世界上所有的人受益。
This is the secret.
这个就是秘密。
This is how we make amazing amount of spiritual progress.
那么这就是我们能够取得长足的巨大的灵性进步的一个秘诀。
When we come out of our comfort zone to reach out to others by giving prasadam, giving books, and giving the Holy Spirit.
那就是我们自己走出自己个人的这个舒适地带，而是 走向大众，然后呢，主动的给他们 prasadam, 给他们这个灵性的知识，给予他们圣灵。
So many devotees in mainland China are absorbed constantly in studying and reading Prabhupada's books.
那在中国大陆现在有这么多的奉献者，他们都非常深入的沉浸于聆听和阅读师拉帕帕的书籍。
And what are we going to do with all this knowledge?
那当我们吸收了这些知识之后，我们又应当怎么样去转换它呢？怎么去用它呢？
That's what Krishna told Arjuna. He says, Arjuna, armed with knowledge, fight.
就是 Krishna 对 Arjuna 这样说了，要以知识为武器去做战吧。
So practically speaking, even before we register with the Lalita Shakti Mataji, before we even register for a Bhakti Shastri or Bhakti Vaibhav or learning anything,We have to have in mind, what am I going to do with that knowledge once I am finished?
所以说呢，我觉得就是所有的奉献者在真的报名参加一个课程，不管是 Bhakti Shastri, 还是说 Bhakti Vaibhava, 还是 Lalita Shakti 的这个系列课程的时候，首先你都要问自己一个问题，当我学成之后，也就是说我学完了所有的课程，毕业之后，我要拿我学到的这个知识做些什么。
We have to understand that this knowledge is meant to free ourselves, but to free others.
我们就是要清楚一点，这些知识不仅要让我们得到这个自由解脱，我也是为了要让其他的人得到解脱自由的。
So we have to think, what are the ways that we can distribute so many of Srila Prabhupada's books?
所以呢，我们就要去好好的想一想，我们到底能有多少的这个方法去派发Srila Prabhupada的书籍呢？
Not that we order a big stock of books from the BBT because there is a discount and the books are just sitting at home.
而不是说当 BBT 给了这个书架的折扣的时候，我们买了一大堆，然后就把它放在这个家里也不动它。
These books are.Have to fly out of the house.
这些书应当源源不断地飞出家门。
So we can order more and more.
这样呢，我们就可以不更多更多地去订书。
And book distribution is not for making a living. It's not to become rich.
而且派书并不是一个维生的手段，不是说是指着它去发财的。
So book distribution is a very powerful way to please Srila Prabhupada and to cleanse the heart.
所以呢，这个派书活动是一个非常好的去取悦施拉帕帕，并且去净化我们内心的强大有力的方式。
Distributing prasadam is as powerful.
而派发 prasadam 呢，和派发书籍是一样的有力量。
And distributing the holy name is as powerful.
派发圣名也一样的有力。
So when you do this year after year, you will realize that suddenly, the things that you could not understand in Prabhupada's book suddenly make complete sense and are very clear.
那么就是当你年复一年的这样坚持去做的时候，某一天你突然就会发现，之前你对你这个深奥难懂的那些Srila Prabhupada的书籍里的这个内容，突然间就变得非常的显而易见了，非常的清晰，然后。后是对你来说是完全顺理成章的。
We don't want to be expert learners.
我们并不是说只是想成为一个博学的学者。
We have to learn to relish what is given in those books.
我们应当要懂得去品味 给予我们的这些梳理的所有的这些内容。
And we don't want to become expert speakers.
而且呢，我们也不是说只是想成为一个口若悬河，特别能言善辩的一个演讲高手。
Quoting this verse, quoting that verse.
这就是引经据典。
They are professional, Prabhupada says they are professional speakers of the Bhagavatam in India.
是的，爸爸他说呢，在这个印度呢，有一些非常职业的诵经师，他们是专门来讲解圣典波伽瓦塔的。
And they attract big crowds.
然后他们会吸引很多很多的人前来听讲。
But it's just their expertise in telling stories.
他们只不过是比较擅长讲故事而已。
And again.And what kind of stories? People are only interested to hear the things that they actually cannot understand.
那他们又会讲一些什么样的故事呢？其实前来听讲的那些人只对那些让他们百思不得其解的那些故事，他们不懂的那些故事，他们才感兴趣呢。
But when you hear the pastimes of Krishna, or even the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, from someone who is very mature, who is very pure, every word.Will strike your heart.
事实上，当你去聆听一个非常成熟、非常精进的高阶的这个奉献者的讲话的时候，他所说的每一个字、每一句话，都会直接的击入到你的心灵，打中你的内心。
So this Sankirtan Yagya is the key to appreciate and taste the Holy Dhamma.The holy name, the Bhagavatam, the devotees.
所以呢，这个 Sankirtan Yagya 就是齐颂圣名的这个祭祀的活动，其实呢就是这样打开一个新的大门的一个金钥匙，它可以让我们去真正的品味到圣地的意义、圣殿国家瓦坛的意义、圣名的意义以及和奉献者联谊的意义。
So Yagya means sacrifice.
所以呢为什么说它是祭祀呢 ？Yagya, Yagya 的意思就是祭祀、牺牲。
And that sacrifice can be 1 hour a day, can be all day, can be sometime, but the Yagya has to go on.
就是你可以是每天是一个小时，或者是每天几分钟，但是不管怎么样，你这个 Yagya, 你这个祭祀一定要不间断的进行下去。
For example, devotees they like.To spend time on WeChat, they go from one group to another, talking about this, talking about that.
比如说呢，奉献者们他们每个人的手上这个微信都有好多个群，所以经常是从一个群跳到另外一个群，有的时候讲讲这个话题，有的时候讲讲那个话题。
Imagine how many people you can reach on WeChat and sell them Prabhupada's books.
你想象一下，你在你的这个微信当中，你能够接触到多少人？并且把国家翻歌，等这个释迦牟尼的书籍去派发给他们呢。
From the comfort of your home, just in your couch with your cup of tea next to you.
你就舒舒服服的待在家里，坐在你的沙发上面，然后旁边还放一杯茶。
This is very, very different from what we experienced in the 70s and the 80s.
这个和我们在70年代和80年代的经历可是大。
Where we had to go outside in the hot summer or freezing winter with a book bag that was hurting our shoulders, and the van would drop us somewhere, and we were on our own all day, knocking on the doors, selling Prabhupada's books.
那在70年代、80年代的时候，我们的经历是这样的：不管是酷暑还是严寒，我们都得背上沉沉的这个派书的包，这个包的。这个背包都勒得我们的背上都生疼，然后这个把我们送到某一个地方的那个车，到了一个地方停下来了，然后我们就从车上下来，我们就一天从早到晚就被孤零零的扔在那儿了，然后我们得挨家挨户的去敲门去派发这些书籍。
I remember distributing Prabhupada's books on the car park of the supermarket when it was snowing.
我记得呢，有一天，是下着很大的雪，我是在一个 停车场里去派发施乐跑派的书。
And you knock on the window of the car so people can open the window so you can talk to them.
天气非常的冷，大家都是把那个车窗关闭的，所以你得敲他的这个车窗，然后他摇下来之后，你才有机会去跟他谈。
And then you pull the book out of your bag and you pray to Krishna, please make sure he takes this book.
然后你从你的这个包。书包里面把这个书给拿出来，然后你跟 Krishna 祈祷 ，Krishna， 请让他接受这本书吧。
So I was distributing those Krishna books, and the cover was blue, and the beautiful picture of Krishna, blue Krishna on the cover.
然后呢，我当时在派发的就是 Krishna 的故事 ，Krishna 快乐全员。那这个封面是蓝颜色的，然后 Krishna 的肤色也是蓝色的。
And the book was wrapped in plastic.
然后呢，这本书它外面包着就是一个塑封。
But my fingers were so frozen, I could not even remove the plastic, so I couldn't show the pictures inside.
但是当时我冷的这个手指都冻僵了，我都没有办法把包在这个书外面的那层塑料膜给揭开。也就是说我没有办法把这个书打开，一页一页的翻给人家看。
So I used to point to the cover and I used to tell the people, say, look, this boy is very cold, he's turned blue, please help.
然后我就跟别人说，你看，他就指着那个封面上的蓝色的 Krishna 说，你看，你看，天那么冷，他都冻的，都冻的变成蓝颜色，变成紫颜色了。你就请你把这本书请回去吧。
And I was the devotee who used to sell the least number of books, and I used to sell 100 books.Books a day.
当时呢，好多奉献者都去派书，我经常是最后一名。但是即便是最后一名，我也每天还要派100多本书呢。
The biggest book distributor in my party used to sell 500 Krishna book of Bhagavad Gita a day.
那当时我们这个派书的这个团队里面的那个第一名，经常每一天是可以派到500本 Krishna book 或者是500本国家梵歌。
And we used to do this 6 months in a row.
然后呢，经常是一年当中有6个月的时间，天天如此，怎么去派书
？And we would come back to the temple, and the next morning we would see the deities, and we would jump so high, almost touch the ceiling, out of ecstasy.
那我们晚上的时候呢，大家很疲惫的就回到了这个庙里。第二天的时候，早上的时候，蒙格拉提的时候，我们个个都充满着这种喜乐，我们在狂喜之中又蹦又跳，有的时候都跳到天花板上了，感觉。
So this sacrifice that we make to please the spiritual master is the secret to make very rapid progress in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，这个一种强烈。去让我们灵性导师高兴，去取悦我们灵性导师的这种愿望，就可以使我们在 Krishna 知觉的道路上面突飞猛进。
And gradually the doors open. Krishna opened those doors. He says, "Now you can come in. I have more things to reveal to you."
然后呢，慢慢的这个门就开启了 ，Krishna 就会告诉你说，你可以走进来了，我有更多的秘密要揭示给你。
Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yandra Chitte Krishna Prem Karayi Udoi Tandra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vijaye Na Bhujaye. Even the most learned man cannot understand the words, activities, and symptoms of a person situated in love of Godhead.
不然的话呢，就像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说到的，他说即使是最渊博的宝石知识也理解不了坚处于对神的爱之中的人所说的话，他的所作所为，以及他所展示出来的真相。
And even the most learned scholar cannot understand the activity and symptoms of an exalted personality in whose heart love of Godhead has awakened.
即便是最渊博的学者。也无法理解一个内心已经被守神的对守神的爱所唤醒的一个崇高的人所表现出来的所作所为以及各种真相。
You know, in the beginning, when Prabhupada went to America, and he was just seen as a a yogi from India. That's how people saw him.
Oh, 那就是最早的时候，当希拉帕帕刚来到美国的时候，西方人的眼里，他就只不过是一个从印度漂洋过海来到这里的瑜伽师。
But then Prabhupada pulled out his magic out of his hat, and just by chanting, he got everyone to chant.
然后呢，希拉帕帕呢？之后就像是一个魔术师一样摘下他的魔术帽然后就亮出了他的魔法他用这个圣名让所有的人都投入到圣名的唱诵之中
And then he came out with his amazing philosophy that no one has ever heard before
然后呢他又亮出了没有一个人之前所就是没有人听过的这种神奇的哲学。
And then he introduced tasting Krishna Prasadam that no one has ever tasted before.
然后他又让大家接触到了这个 Prasadam 这些美味的食物，这也是他们从未有过的经历。
And then he began to engage devotees in different services, and he did it with so much love and affection.
然后他又分派奉献者去做各种各样的奉献服务，而当去让他去引导奉献者去做这些服务的时候，他总是充满着慈爱。
And all these young people, they became attracted to Prabhupada like a magnet.
然后呢，这些年轻人就好像被磁石所吸引了一样，深深的被 Srila Prabhupada 给迷住了。
And he didn't have to be with them; he just gave instruction, and they just went crazy just to make him happy.
Srila Prabhupada 也不一定非得要跟他们在。在一起，希拉帕帕只是给他们一些训示的。那这些男孩、这些女孩，非常年轻的这些西方的孩子们，他们就好像是，疯了一样的，拼命的，像充了电一样的，去不停的要去取悦希拉帕帕，做很多很多的事情。
And very soon they realized this man is not from this world.
然后他们很快就意识到了，这个人并不是这个物质世界的。
There are, I mean, you know, again, we don't have translation in Chinese, but there is a very big series of recordings of disciples of Srila Prabhupada who are sharing their memories on videos.
就是他们就感觉到 Srila Prabhupada 一定不是凡夫俗子。那现在呢，有好多的 Srila Prabhupada 的这些门徒们，他们在这个视频当中去分享对 Srila Prabhupada 的这个意念。他这个纪念，就是之前的一些回忆，他们去分享。但是这些内容现在还没有翻译成中文。
And when you listen to these memories, and this is 50 years later, they remember every single details of their interaction with Prabhupada.
那当你去聆听这个他们的五十年前的这些回忆的时候，一定会感到非常的震惊，因为。他们可以栩栩如生地记得当年和 Srila Prabhupada 之间的那种相处那种互动当中的每一个细节
And when you listen to these memories you become literally frozen in time and you are taken directly to Prabhupada's association
当你去听到这些超人的声音的时候你好像就被冻住了被冻就是这个时光好像都你凝固了，然后你就回到了当年和 Srila Prabhupada 在一起的日子，就好像你可以面对面的见到 Srila Prabhupada 那样。
And you realize this man is not from this world; he came from the spiritual world.
然后呢，你就明白 Srila Prabhupada 真的不是来自于这个物质世界的，他是直接从灵性世界下凡的。
And you want to know more, and you want to do more things to please him.
然后你只是想为他做更多。的事情，你只是想去让他高兴，去取悦他。
So it is said in the Nectar Devotion, Krishna gives Guru, and Guru gives Krishna.
就像是在《奉爱的甘露》中说的一样 ，Krishna 把 Guru 给了我们，而 Guru 又把 Krishna 给予了我们。
And Prabhupada told the devotees at the very beginning that the devotee makes spiritual progress by the combined mercy of Guru and
那希拉帕帕他从一开始就是说到呢，就是奉献者们，他们是通过 Krishna 的仁慈和灵性导师的仁慈结合在一起而获得Krishna 直觉的。
So I'm explaining all this because it's important to understand the foundation and the structure of the process of devotional service so we know what is the objective and what is the destination.
所以说呢，我就是想说，其实从一开始的时候，你就要对 Krishna 知觉的基础以及它的这个整个的一个结构或者说构架有一个清晰的一个理解。这样子呢，你才能够明确 Krishna 知觉的终极目标，它的目的地到底是什么。
And the closest that we get to Krishna is through chanting His holy name.
而我们呢，是通过唱诵圣名。就是唱诵圣名是我们接近 Krishna 的一个最直接和最迅捷的一个途径。
This is the yagya for this age.
这就是这个年代的 yagya, 年代的祭祀。
The chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
就是唱诵或者念诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And when a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders.
就是说，当一个人真正的达到了一个精进的境界，并且能够对唱诵主的圣名甘之如饴，满心喜悦的时候。那么他就会内心中激荡不安，他会大声地唱出主的圣名，而主对他是那么的亲切，他会大笑，他会哭泣，他会激动不安，他会像一个疯子一样大声地唱诵，如入无人之境。
So from trying to chant 4 rounds a day.
所以我们可以从比如每天念诵四圈开始。
To chanting 16 rounds because we want to get initiated.
直到每天去念诵16圈，因为我们都想获得启迪。
To trying to stick to chant 16 rounds every day because this is the instruction of the guru.
然后呢，进一步的就是每一天雷打不动的去念诵。诵完这16圈，因为这是你的灵性导师给你的训示。
To get to the stage where we actually experience pleasure in chanting.
然后再上升一步，到我们真的是从念诵圣名当中体会到那种喜悦。
And when we experience pleasure, we become agitated.
那当我们有这种喜悦的时候呢，我们的内心就会激动不安。
We become restless.
我们就会激动难耐。
We call out to Krishna.
我们会大声地呼唤 Krishna 的名字。
We start to laugh, we start to cry.
然后我们就会大笑，我们就会哭泣。
We chant like a madman, we don't care what people think.
我们就好像疯了一样的，根本就不在乎别人会怎么想我们。
That's why devotees, when they chant on the streets, the people, they look at them and say, who are these people?
这就是为什么说像奉献者在这个街上去唱诵的时候，别人都会非常惊诧地看着他们，说这些人打哪儿来的，是怎么回事。
There are so many videos of devotees today who are chanting on the streets of London, chanting on the streets of New York.
到今天我们依然可以看到很多的这些视频的资料，之前的比如说奉献者在这个伦敦的大街上唱诵，然后在纽约的大街上唱。
And sometimes you see a group of policemen, they come and they stop dancing and chanting with the devotees.
然后在画面上你就会看到突然间就冒出了这么一群警察，然后他们就跟奉献者一起又唱又跳。
Or a group of businessmen, you know, very serious with their suit and tie, they see the Harinam party, they stop dancing with the devotees.
或者是一群西服革履的商人他们也加入到奉献者的这个行列。跟他们一起唱诵啊，跳舞啊，一路的这个 Harinam。
So when you have 50 or 70 mamas in the park in China, dancing on these silly little songs. Imagine if you introduce a very nice melody of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you can get hundreds of people chanting and dancing.
想象一下，在我们中国的这公园里面，经常有这个50岁到70岁的大妈们，她们一起啊，随着那个非常傻乎乎的音乐在那儿跳舞、动换胳膊的时候，你想象一下，如果你把 Hare Krishna 的唱诵介绍给他们，很快你就会有几百个、上千个人一起来随着主的圣名翩翩起舞了，是不是
？Who will be the devotees in the Chinese yatra? Who will?Dare to introduce the Maha Mantra to these dancing mamas.
那在这个中国，到底有哪一个奉献者有这份勇气把唱诵 Hare Krishna 介绍给这些广场舞妈妈们
？Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.It's so easy.
这个实在是太容易做到了。
So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is introducing through the chanting of the Holy from the offensive platform to the offenseless platform. We begin to taste pure love for Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他就是这样子来呈现 Hare。Krishna 圣名的这个唱诵的，从这个冒犯的阶段，然后到去除冒犯的这个阶段，再到进一步去品味圣名的甜蜜的阶段，到最后的狂喜。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Prema krame badi hoy sneha man pranaya raga anuraga bhava mahabhava hoy." Love of Godhead increases.And is manifested as affection. No. I'll give you the terms. Affection, counter love, love, attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, and sublime ecstasy. So, this means now he's going to compare these to sugar cane.
那刚才这句话呢，就是说讲到了通过这个唱诵，就是说对神的这个爱啊，它可以越来越浓郁啊，在经过了不同的爱的这个阶段啊，从这个爱就是首先是那种依附之情啊，再到这个爱呀、啊，然后再到狂喜啊，再到至高无上的狂喜啊，就是一步一步的演进的这个阶段。
So first there is attraction to Krishna.
先呢，就是被 Krishna 所吸引。
That attraction is spontaneous. It's not something you plan or you calculate. It just comes out of the heart.
这种就是吸引，它是突如其来的，不是说你事先都规划好的去培养的、去等待、去准备的，而是它会突然间就是从天而降，你就是产生了这样的一种自然而然、自发的一种。
So this is similar to the farmers in India. You'll find before the winter begins, they plant the seeds of sugar cane.
那这个就好像是这个甘蔗的种子一样。这个是在冬天来之前，那个在印度你就会看到这样的一个情景，在田野里面，甘蔗地里面有好多农民，他们就开始播这个甘蔗的种子。
So you will see the fields with all the sugar canes growing.
然后慢慢你就会看到这种子发芽了，然后这些甘蔗呢，就一根一根的都长出来了，冒出来。
So, that sugar cane, when it grows, it's compared to the affection we have for Krishna.
那这个甘蔗呢，慢慢长起来了，这个就好像是我们对 Krishna 所产生的一种初步的爱。
And then after the winter, the sugar cane is being harvested.
然后过了冬天之后呢，就开始。去收获这些甘蔗了。
You see in India many big trailers are full of sugarcane all the way very very high and then sometimes the cows they go behind the trailer and then they grow grab one sugar cane, they can chew on it.
就在印度这个街上，就是大路上面，农村里面，你会看到有的时候很大很大的那种大拖车，上面都堆满了一根一根的甘蔗，堆到好高好高的地方，密密麻麻的。然后有时候你就会看到有一头牛跟在那个这个甘蔗装甘蔗的这个大车后面，然后它用它的嘴巴用舌头把那个甘蔗抽出来，然后在那儿嚼。
So they take the sugar cane and then, you know, they have the machine to squeeze the juice out.
嗯，然后呢，他们就是把怎么弄这个甘蔗呢？就是他们有一种特别的机器是可以去榨那个甘蔗汁的。
So this is when love begin to manifest.
这个时候呢，这个爱就开始真的展现出来了。
The sugar cane juice of love for Krishna begins to pour out.
那么这个甘蔗汁呢，就开始汩汩而出。
And then what they do with that juice, they don't just drink it with lemon and ginger. That's what we do on Parikram.
那他们拿这个甘蔗汁干什么呢？不是说只是简单的在里面挤一些柠檬汁，放一些姜，就这么直接的喝下去了。不是说就还有对，还有薄荷，就好像我们在这个 Parikram 绕拜圣地的时候做的那样，经常的去喝那甘蔗汁。
Now they pour the juice into big containers.That are placed under big flame, and they begin to cook down the sugar cane juice.
他们用一非常非常大的容器，然后装满了这些甘蔗榨出来的这个汁，然后呢，要放到这个火上去，慢慢的熬煮。
You can smell it from the road. You feel that you can smell that thick sugar smell.
然后呢，就是你那个。在这种熬甘蔗汁的这个季节的时候，你走在路上，你都会远远的闻到这样的一种按甘蔗汁在熬煮的时候散发出来的糖的清香。
So this cooked down sugar cane turns into molasses, which is thick syrup.
然后呢，这么熬着呢，这个本来比较稀的这个甘蔗汁就会越来越浓缩，然后就变成了非常浓的糖浆，像糖蜜那样的。
And that molasses. Actual pure love for Krishna.
那这种糖蜜，或者说这种糖浆，就是对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
But it doesn't stop there. They keep cooking it down.
但是这也还没有完，他们还要继续的去熬煮，还要越来越浓缩。
And they make these cakes. You know those brown cakes that you see in the shops. So this is actually those cakes of sugar from the.Sugar cane from the molasses.
那有的时候我们到商店里面去，就会看到那种深棕色的、那种不规则的大块大块的这种糖。这个就是说从这个甘蔗汁熬出来的糖块就是相当于原糖，还是没有加工过的。在这里当地叫做 gur.
So you take a little piece of that gur, and then you can mix it with hot milk. It's so tasty.
你可以从上面拌。掰一小块放到杯子里面，再浇上这个滚烫的牛奶，这个味道是奇美无比。
So this gore is actually our attachment to Krishna. This is rati, very attached to Krishna.
那这种原糖就是我们对 Krishna 的这种眷恋之情，很深的那种依附之情。
Then this sugar in the shape of cakes, it's already dry, it's being processed further until it becomes refined sugar.
那这个原糖块呢，它是很大的那种深棕色的糖块，它可以进一步的加工，就变成了精炼的糖，就是更细的糖了。
And this refinement of sugar is compared to this huge expectation to be with Krishna.
这个精炼过之后的这种糖呢，就好比是我们的一种强烈的想和 Krishna 在一起的那种愿望。
And when that sugar is refined further, it turns into sugar candy.
然后这样的这个糖再进一步精炼之后呢，它就进一步加工之后就变成了糖块，就是相当于我们说的糖果。
So sugar candy is actually pure ecstasy in pure love for Krishna.
这个是在这个对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱当中所体现出来的纯粹的狂喜。
And the last stage of producing the sugar is rock candy, solid rock candy, like crystal. And that is your highest ecstasy of pure love for Krishna.
那这个到了最后的这个 阶段就是冰糖的这个阶段，那这个糖就变得非常的坚硬了，就是结晶成了一块块像大水晶一样的。这个时候呢，就是代表的是对神的爱的体现出来的那种最高的狂喜。
So, how do we convert this into the practicality of devotional service?
那么我们怎么样把刚才的这个比喻转化成为我们 Krishna 知觉修习当中的一些最实际的阶段呢？
Once we become attached to Krishna, it's like the sugar is solidified.
那一开始当我们被 Krishna 所吸引的时候，产生了这种依附之情的时候，就好像是这个糖汁它开始慢慢的固化的这个过程一样。
And from that point, we have five options.
这一点开始就会有五个选择。
But you have to understand, these options are not negotiable. Once you choose one option, you never change again.
但是这个五个选择当中，你是不能随意改变的。一旦你选择了一个之后呢，你就固定不变了。
Adhikare Bederati Pancha Parakar Santa Dasya Shakya Vatsalya Madura Ar.According to the candidate possessing these transcendental qualities, there are five transcendental mellows: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental love, conjugal love.
就是说根据拥有这五种品质的候选者的不同的这个品质那就会有五种相应的超然的甘美。比如说中性的主仆关系的然后友谊，然后父母亲情的，然后最后一个是爱侣关系。爱侣是爱。
Yes.
But it's not like a relationship, it's description of this type of love, is that right?
No, this is relationship with Krishna.
那刚才所说的这种甘美呢，它指的是这种关系，这五种关系到底是哪种关系？中性的关系、主仆的关系，然后朋友的之爱啊，朋友关系，然后父母的之爱的这种爱，这种关系，还有就是爱侣情感。
So, in other words, everything that we experience in this material world in terms of relationship, in terms of emotions, in terms of feelings, they are, you can experience them, but they are.Temporary and they can change at any moment.
就是我们在这个物质世界里也有各种关系还有情感，还有这种眷恋和爱，这些感情我们是可以体会到的。但是问题就是在这个物质世界，一切都非常的短暂，而且可以变来变去的。
But the reason why they exist in a perverted way is.Because they exist in a pure form on the spiritual platform.
那为什么在物质世界我们也可以看到这种情感的存在呢？有这样的一些扭曲的这些倒影呢？是因为他们原本在这个灵性世界里面就会有它的原本的那种真实的原物。
So once we attain a pure platform of devotional service, we will be naturally and spontaneously attracted to a specific way of being with Krishna.
那当我们达到了这个纯粹的分爱服务的境界的时候，很自然而然的，我们就会被这五种关系中的某一种所深深的吸引。
And this is specifically what the Goswamis of Vrindavan have written in their books.
Vrindavan 的 Goswami 们，他们就是在他们的这个文献著作。
Their books are of two nature. One is to explain how to become purified through the process of sadhana, and the other is how to taste being with Krishna on a pure platform.
在他们的书呢，就是主要是分成两大类，一类是怎么通过萨拉纳规范修习得到这个净化，还有一个就是说怎么样是在这个超然的层面上面和 Krishna 在一起然后怎么样有这样的一种交流互动的关系。
So that especially what we learn in the nectar of devotion.
这个就是主要是我们在奉爱的甘露这部经典。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a book called Jaiva Dharma, which explains in very, very minute details this whole process.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，还有一本书叫 Jaiva Dharma， 在这里面他就把整个的这些过程，这个循序渐进的非常细致的这个内容进行了深入的阐释。
And on a much higher philosophical level, the masterpiece.Of Krishna conscious literature has been presented by Srila Jiva Goswami in his work of the six sandhavas.
那么在 Jiva Goswami 他就呈现了整个 Krishna 超然境界的一个巅峰之作，这个就是六 sandhava.
So,
six sandhava.
Yes, six sandhava. So.
Sandhava, Sat is 六的意思，所以这部书就是六大 Sandhava.
Next week we will discuss some of the symptoms that accompany those relationships with Krishna.
那就是下一周我们要探讨的就是就这五种关系中的每一种，它所伴随着的和 Krishna 之间的那种关系所表现出来的那些真相，那些标志都是一些。什么样的真相？
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. 好，我们收到了一个问题，是来自于 Lalita， 顶拜他父，感谢甜美的翻译主持人。请问一个人已经走上了 Krishna 知觉的道路，渴望从事纯粹的奉爱佛，但是他的意识里面总是时不时的出现一些不洁的内容，这些不吉祥的念头总是不由自主的从心意里面不时的浮现出来，即便是在做奉献服务的时候，也会不请自来的浮现上来，很是困扰心意，很受到打扰。是什么原因造成的呢？怎么样去改善这种现象呢？恳请帕普仁慈开示，感恩您的仁慈。Thank you, Prabhu, for your wonderful class. My question is, if one devotee has already embarked on the journey of Krishna consciousness, aspiring so much to pure devotional service. However, in her consciousness, there's always some contaminated ideas, impure ideas or some inauspicious ideas or thoughts emerged suddenly. So it's like those things without asking always emerged constantly, from time to time, from the ocean of the mind, even when she is doing devotional service. So she is quite disturbed by these and sometimes quite frustrated and disturbed. So what's the reason for that? How to improve this kind of situation? Please give us some mercy for enlightenment. Thank you very much for your mercy.
This situation is very healthy.
这种情况其实蛮健康的，没有什么不对头的。
Imagine if they never came out.
你想象一下，你这些不洁的东西从来都不冒出来，只是沉在下面。
Imagine if they sat in the heart and never moved.
你想象一下，它要是就这么凝固在你的心里面，从来都不动换的，都沉在下面，越积越深。你想想这个情景。
So the fact that they come to the surface means that the process is working.
就是说这些不洁的念头，你说的不吉祥的念头，它有的时候时不时会冒到水面上来，冒出来。其实呢，这个就是说明你在学习 Krishna 知觉，修习 Krishna 知觉的这个程序已经产生一个进化的效果了。
And to progress in Krishna consciousness means that We have to make sure that there's not a single one of them left.
那么这个 Krishna 知觉的进步就是是意味着我们最终的这个目标就是要保证我们心里面再也没有一丝一毫的这些不洁的东西。
Prabhupada explained, to enter the spiritual world, you have to be 100% pure.
那释迦牟尼佛他说过了，进入灵性世界的一个前提就是你要100%的纯粹。
If Krishna is 100% pure and you want to be with Krishna, you have to be 100% pure.
Krishna 他就是100%纯粹的，所以你要是想跟 Krishna 在一起，你也得100%的纯粹。
So at every level of Krishna consciousness, there's a process of purification.
所以呢，在 Krishna 知觉中的每一个进阶，都有一个进化的程序。
However, we should understand that because originally, by constitution, we are eternal pure servant of Krishna, we can still taste.That pure consciousness, even at the beginning.
但是我们也要清楚一点，因为我们灵魂本质上就是 Krishna 纯粹的永恒的仆人，所以可以说从我们踏上 Krishna 知觉道路的一开始，因为我们本性如此，所以说呢，我们一定在起步的时候就已经能够品味到了 Krishna 知觉的。
Like sometimes we do programs in China, you get people to chant Hare Krishna, people begin to cry.
就比如说有的时候你在中国做一些对外的一些活动的时候，很多人都是第一次听到这个圣名的，但是呢他们就会流下眼泪。
Why do they cry?
为什么他们会流出眼泪呢？
These people eat meat, they do all sorts of mundane things, and yet they cry.
这些人他们天天都是吃肉的，做各种各样的世俗的物质的这种活动，但是他们在这里听了圣名，他们就会流下眼泪。
But、
这是怎么回事呢？
Because deep in their hearts, their Krishna consciousness is awakened.
因为从他们内心的深处而言的话，他们的 Krishna 知觉在此时此刻已经被唤醒。
But it doesn't mean they've reached pure devotional service.
但是这些眼泪并不意味着他们已经达到纯粹的奉爱服务。
For practicing devotees, we have to understand that all the material qualities will manifest one after another, so they can be cleared.
所以说对于那些正在修习过过程当中的奉献者而言，要明白一个道理：随着你这个修习的这个深入的话，那些你的物质的欲望，那些污染，它就会一个一个的冒出来。因为这个是一个清除的阶段，它得要冒头，你才能把它清除掉、净化掉。
And the most effective way to deal with each one of them is to improve the quality of our chanting.
那么怎么样才能够最高效率的去处理冒出来的这些不洁的内容呢？就是说你要非常努力的去认真全神贯注的去纯粹的念诵主的圣名，这个是一个清除这些污染的一个最好的方式。
There is a verse, there is a very nice verse in the Bhagavad Gita and the 15th chapter.
那么在这个《薄伽梵歌》里面呢有一个非常好的一个诗节，就是在这个第十五个诗节里面。
Where Krishna says, Nirmana moha jita sanga dosha adhyatma nitya nirvritta kame vanvagnu mukta shukha dukha sange gacham kemuda param avyayam tat. Those who are free from false prestige, illusion, false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust,who are freed from dualities of happiness and distress, who are unbewildered, know how to surrender to the Supreme Person, attain that eternal kingdom.
这个是第十五章的第五个诗节，就是说到那些脱离了虚假的迷惘、幻象和虚假联系的人，理解了永恒的人，根绝了物质欲念的人，远离苦乐等二元性的人，以及不受迷惑。懂得怎样皈依至尊者的人，能到达永恒的国度。
Yes, the most efficient way to clear the heart from all unwanted material desires is to pay attention to quality chanting during japa.
那就是说，最高效的去清除内心当中的 这些物质污染的方式，就是说全神贯注于念诵。Concentrate on the chanting of the holy name.
I said quality japa. These are the words.
就是这个 japa， 就是这个念诵，一定要啊强调这个念诵的质量。
I was listening to a senior devotee give a lecture about this recently.
我最近呢，就是有关于这个念诵的这个主题，我听了一个资深的奉献者的讲座。
And he said you can trace.A devotee who is very nicely situated in Krishna consciousness, you can trace that to the quality of his japa.
就是说，他说，如果你在 Krishna 知觉当中看到一个奉献者是非常精进的话，你可以就是去追踪他的轨迹，你一定会找到他的念诵的质量是非常高的。
And he said, when you have a devotee who's got difficulties, who is slowing down.Who is not enthusiastic, you can trace it to the neglect of his japa.
那说如果你看到一个奉献者，他已经是三心二意、心不在焉的，然后呢，就是对奉献服务的这个热情也越来越低，然后也越来越涣散懈怠了。那你如果去找这个原因的话，你一定会找到他在这个念诵上已经是非常懈怠了，才会导致他现在。的这种状态。
Next question.
下一个问题来自于手机 YY 新人，请问 Guru 派书应该全免费送出去吗？ When we talk about book distribution, does that mean we should give out the books for free? 不是这样的，不是全免费送出去。
Unless you're very wealthy.
除非你非常的有钱。
If you want to give money to the BBSo you can give books out for free, but Prabhupada was not so much in favor of that. He said if people get book for free, they'll take them for granted.
就是说 Prabhupada 呢，他说的那个，就是说有的人呢，他说那我就给 BBG 捐一些钱，这样子呢，我请到这个书就可以免费的派发出去。但是 Prabhupada 并不是特别赞赏这种做法，因为 Prabhupada 认为呢，如果人们是这个免费的得到这个书的话，他也会很，就是不会很重视，会很随意的，想当然的。
Occasionally, as a gift, you may give a book to someone.
偶尔你可以把这个书作为一个礼物赠送给别人。
So this is a different concept from the Buddhists who sponsor millions of books and then put them on the rack at the Buddhist restaurants so people can take books for free.
这个跟这个佛教的做法是不太一样的。这个佛教他们就会就是助缘派书，他们会捐好多的这个钱，然后他们就把这个印了大量的结缘的书，就是免费的书，然后放到书架上面，供人这个免费取走的阅读的。那就比如说像一些素食餐厅，你进去就会看到很多这样的结缘。
So people should give something for the book.
所以不管怎么样呢，人们拿到这些书的时候呢，应当是要。贡献一些什么，这样才对。好，下一个问题来自于254225919YY， 领拜帕布和翻译，请问接受第一次启迪后，奉献者最基本的要做些什么 ？What's the basic requirement for action for first initiate devotees?
Requirement for action.
What do you need to do as the basic?
Basic.Chant 16 rounds every day.
每天要念诵十六圈。
Follow four regulative principles.
遵循四个规范原则。
Read Prabhupada's books.
阅读释迦牟尼佛的书。
Take Krishna prasadam.
荣耀 Krishna prasadam.
Associate with the devotees.
和奉献者联谊。
And be happy.
然后心情保持愉快。But you also need to do some service.
Oh, you have to be.
当然，在这个跟奉献。奉献者联谊啊，还有这些，肯定你就自然而然就会做一些奉献服务啊。So this is for the devotee who gets first initiation. Is there any other things?
But even before first initiation, it should be the same.
但实际上呢，当你接受了第一次启迪之前，你也应该做这些事情了。
Devotee should always be engaged in service. Devotee should always be chanting.
奉献者呢？ 然后在时时刻刻都应当要去念诵，还有做奉献服务。
I mean, I remember in my days, you got first initiation based on the number of books you distributed.
You depend on when you get first initiation. 当我初刚成为奉献者的时候，这个启迪的这个时间的先后是要依据你看书的多少来决定的。
So many books, so much qualification.
就是。来派，因为那个时候派书是非常重视的，是主要的奉献服务。根据你的派书的这个量，来衡量你的资格。下一个问题是顶拜老师在普鲁，欢迎来顶拜老师在普鲁舍特曼月，我发现我是越来越想做一些苦行，反而越不想早起。我发现我越是想做一些苦行，反而越不能早起。如果苦行没有恰当的考虑自己的身体状况，请问这种苦行是不是处于激情愚昧形态呢？但是我真的是想得到 Krishna 特殊的人子，该怎么办？没有遵照自己的誓言完成苦行，怎么弥补仍然能学主得到特殊人子呢？During the Purushottama months, I found that the more I want to practice some austerities, the less I can perform it. For example, I can't get up early every day. If when we want to do austerities, but we are not consider our own physical conditions properly, does that mean this kind of austerity is based on the mode of passion and ignorance? But I still really want to get the special mercy from Krishna. What can I do if I... Because I haven't followed my vows to complete all these austerities, what can I do to make it up so that I can still get into the special mercy and so that I can please the Lord?
We need to please the spiritual master.
我们得取悦我们的灵性导师。
We don't know who Krishna is. We know who is the spiritual master.
那我们真的是不知道 Krishna 到底是谁，灵性导师是谁。
So, the way to please the spiritual master is by performing those austerities that are dear to him.
所以说呢，就是你要去取悦灵性导师呢，就意味着你要做的那些苦行呢，对这个灵性导师而言是非常亲切的。换句话说，就是他喜欢看到这样的苦行。
Which is to chant your 16 rounds every day.
那换句话说就是每一天非常认真的去念诵16圈。
And to follow the four regulative principles.
然后遵行四个规范原则。
And to read his books every day.
然后每天呢去读。
And to make sure that you offer prasadam to the deities.
然后每一天呢就是给神像供奉。
So if you do that, this is your austerity.
如果你这些都能够坚持做到了，那这个就是你的苦行了。
And if you can't do that, then what's the point of performing other austerities?
但如果说这些都做不到的话，再额外的去做一些什么别的苦行，又有什么意义呢？
We have to understand that time frames such as Purushottama Mass and Kartik and all these different periods of the year, which are opportunity for making spiritual progress, it's good when we are able to do the minimum first.
就是说呢，这是我们知道，像普鲁舍特曼月还有卡提克达摩达尔月，这个对我们的自我进化都是有着特别大的这个帮助的。但是呢，我们必须要首先能做到那些最基本的那些苦行那些规范。那么在这些月的当中，你再去做一些额外的苦行才是有意义的，否则的话也没有什么意义。
So rising early in the morning has got nothing to do with Purushottama.
所以呢，比如说早起和这个Purushottama月其实没有什么关系。
Rising early in the morning is every day of the year.
因为你的早起应当是每一年每天都应当这么去做。
So if you can do that, it will facilitate performing your morning sadhana.
因为如果你每天早起的话，那你的这个清晨的那个 sadhana 啊，这个规范休息就会更有保证。
So the way to please the Lord is by pleasing the Guru.
所以说呢，你怎么才能去取悦主呢？你要通过去取悦你的灵性导师去取悦主。
So we have to focus in the right direction, not be all over the place and be attached to rituals and be attached to all sorts of things we think will gain us the favors of the Lord when actually we can't even do the basics.
所以我们要把我们的这个注意力锁定在一个正确的一个方向上面。把精力集中在那些地方，而不是把这个精力都分散到其他的一些东西上，也不要以为说哦，那我就是要做一些特别的苦行比如说特别的仪式，然后又特别的执着于这些仪式，然后觉得你通过这做这些了，就能够得到主的特别的恩宠或者说是仁慈，并不是这样子的。
You want to get the favor of the Lord during Purushottam Mass? Distribute books.
那如果说你想要真的在 Purushottam 月里面来获得主 Krishna 对你的这个仁慈的话，那就是要去，你比如说你可以派很多的书在这个月。
You want to get the favor of the Lord during Purushottam Mass? Pay very careful attention to the chanting during Japa.
那比如说在 Purushottam 月里面，你想获得 Krishna 的特别的恩宠，那么你要就专注于你每天清晨的每天的这个念诵十六圈的质量一定要提高。
These are the ways to attract the favors of the Lord.
这个是能够吸引主 Krishna 的特别恩赐的方法。OK. Also, 等会我再帮你问一下最后一句话。So if I haven't followed all these austerity, how to make it up?That means just to do the basic regular.
You don't make anything up.
那我又帮你问了一下，说怎么弥补才能取悦主呢？那 Radha Chandra 不就是说没有，不是说通过弥补这样子的方法。
You make up by doing the basic in quality.
怎么去弥补呢？如果你要说是弥补的话，那就是说你去做一些最基本的。就是奉爱服务或者是 sadhana 休息，但是你去提高它的质量，你每一件都去做，但是你要力求它的质量，那这个就是你的弥补了。其实也谈不上是什么弥补，也没有什么可弥补的。OK， 下一个问题来自于 mobile， 请问 Guru 学奉爱的知识需要收很高的费用吗？ If we want to learn theknowledge of bhakti, do we have to be charged for a high fee? 我们看到你这个问题也感到非常的吃惊。That's a question. Do you have? Maybe he has experience with other yoga process who charge so much.
Yes, there is a fee.
是的，是要收费的。
But we don't charge like other organizations.
但是我们和其他的那些组织收费的方式不太一样。
Actually, other organizations they don't charge very much.
其实其他的组织并没有要收你很高的费用。
Some of them they charge 100,000 RMB.
有的人呢，有的组织他会收你10,000块钱。
Some they charge 50,000 RMB.
有的收个50,000块。
Some they empty your bank account completely.
有些把你的整个的银行账号上的钱都给掏空了。
And they use the money for themselves. They don't use the money for purification.
然后他们这些钱，他们全部不是用来净化的，去做净化的事情的，而是全是自己的个人的感官享乐。
What we charge is way beyond your capacity to pay.
那我们收的这个费用可。高了，估计你也很难付得起。
And it's called greed.
这个叫做贪婪。
When you become greedy to be Krishna conscious, that's the price to pay.
当你对这个获得 Krishna 的知觉充满着贪婪的欲望的时候，那这个就是我们想要收的这个高额的费用。
And none of the other spiritual groups have that kind of money.
而且其他的。 那些所谓的灵性的组织团体，
most
他们都没有这样的。
Most of the people are greedy for themselves.
他们都没有这么一份贪婪，没有这样的费用。因为大多数的人，他们只是出于私心而产生这种而是那种贪婪，他们的贪婪都是私心。
I want to be happy. I want to be free. I want to.Be liberated. I want to know.
我想要快乐，我想要解脱，我想要自由，我想要知道这个，知道那个。
I want to be cured from cancer.
我要把我的癌症给治愈了。
No, Krishna consciousness is about how can I make Krishna happy.
Krishna 知觉的这个中心不是这样。Krishna 知觉的中心是我怎么样才能让 Krishna 高兴。
What can I do to be closer to Krishna?
我怎么样做我才能够更接近于 Krishna?
So when that greed manifests, you know you are wealthy.
所以当你真的有这么一种贪婪之情的时候，就说明你是非常富有的了。Okay, it's not, 所以这个就是真正的高额的费用。OK, Honey 说我阅读到有关这个 Ekadasi 文章中描述到，在 Ekadasi 后一天 Dwadasi, 你应依循所有的规则守则誓言奉行午夜。I got the same question yesterday. 奉行午夜戒食，一早沐浴后，依其能力戒食五天，那么你们均能回归家园，主 Vishnu 的居所。请问午夜戒食是什么？我们应该遵守这个戒食吗？这些规范的意义是什么？ Because I read an article about Ekadasi saying that the next day after the Ekadasi Dwadasi, you have to follow all these regulations and vows and to observe this Pancharatriki fasting, which means that early in the morning after taking a bath, you should fast for 5 days according to your ability, and if you can do that, then you can all go back to the spiritual world, go back home, back to Godhead, back to the abode of Lord Vishnu. What does that mean by Pancharatrika fasting? And should we observe this fasting? What's the meaning of this kind of regulation?
You see, this is the same disease again.
You can do the same person.
Yes.
就是你看这个同样的这个毛病又冒出来了。
This is the disease. I want to be free. I want to go back to Krishna. I.
这就是我们的执着的那一个弊病啊，我们深根植于我们内心的那种弊病，就是说，我要获得解脱，我要回归神手，我要得到 Krishna 的仁慈，一切都是从我这个字出发的。
If I follow these rules, I will get.Benefit. If I do this austerity, I will be pure.
如果我遵循这些规范的话，我就能够获得什么样的结果？如果说我能够戒食的话，我就能变成纯粹。这个思维的方式还是从自我出发的。
This is not Krishna consciousness.
这个不是 Krishna 知觉。
Krishna consciousness is.How can I serve?
Krishna 知觉的意思就是说我怎么样才能更好的服务。
And serving means I remove myself from the center of attention and I put Krishna there.
这个服务就意味着你的关注的这个中心点就不是你自己了，而是你把你自己先搁一边，把 Krishna 放在你的所有的这个专注的中心。
Prabhupada gave us a very simple process and certain things to follow, nothing beyond that.
释迦牟尼他给了我们一些非常非常简洁的这种遵行规范的这种方式，他给了我们一些最基础的规范，并没有讲更多复杂的东西叠加在上面，所以我们就遵循那个最基本的就好了。
Prabhupada introduced following Ekadashi.
释迦牟尼，比如说释迦牟尼他介绍我们应该去遵循 Ekadasi。
Ekadasi day, you don't take any grains.
在 Ekadasi 那一天呢，你不吃五谷和豆类。
Next day is Dwadasi.
那第二天 Ekadasi 那一天的后面那一天就是 Dwadasi。
Ekadasi means 11, Dwadasi means 12.
Ekadasi 呢这个字的意思就是十一，然后呢 Dwadasi 这个 Dwadasi。 二的意思就是十二。
So on Dwadasi in the morning at a certain time, you break your fast with some grains.
那就在 Ekadasi 的第二天 ，Dwadasi 早上，你有一个专门的一个时间点，时间段是。
Like today is between 7 and 12.
你要用这个五谷来打破你头一天的戒食。比如说今天我们在这个地方呢，我们的早餐的时间，也就是打破的时间是7点到11点。
End of the story. Finished. Nothing more.
就这么多了，没有更多额外的东西了。
We can't get into this ritual thinking we're going to get favors. This is not bhakti.
我们千万不要以为啊，我们这个投入到这种仪式规则当中，我们就可以得到 Krishna 特别的恩赐，不是这样的。如果是这样的一种思维方式的话，根本就不是bhakti方案。
You will find that people in the holy dharma, they will have the facility to follow these things just to enhance their attachment to Krishna.
你会看到在圣地这些地方的话，他们更有这个条件去，他们的生活不一样嘛，所以他们更有条件去遵循这些规范原则，这些戒食什么的，这样子呢就可以增强他们对 Krishna 的依附之情。
But in your question, I don't see anything about Krishna. I see everything about yourself.
但是从你所问的这些问题当中，我没有看到是考虑的是 Krishna， 我看到的全部都是以我这个出发点的这些问题。
So be in the focus. How can I serve Krishna?
所以你的这个专注点应当是。我怎么样才能够服务好 Krishna?
Then you make progress.
如果你总是这么想的话，你就一定能进步。我补充一句，再问一下 Prabhu. Some people they have the understanding that by following these regulations or rituals, I am decrease my own the needs of my senses. Then it is on the other side. It is pleasing, a way to please Krishna.
Now, the austerity of the mind and the body in order to please Krishna is not the principle of bhakti. The idea of reducing the body, the demand of the body and the mind is to increase hearing about Krishna and serving Krishna.
那我刚才补充问了一下，我说有一些奉献者是这么认为的，就是说我越是苦行，我越是减少我自己感官的需求的话，那从另一面来讲的话，我就更取悦 Krishna。 然后 Prabhu 的回答是说，在我们的 Krishna 知觉的修习当中，对这个感官还有心意的这种苦行和克制，并不是我们的最高的这个目标。我们之所以要去减少心意和感官的这种想需求，是因为我们有更多的时间能够更多的去增加聆听和唱诵，这个是真正的目标。
For example, people decide to fast all day.
换句话说，不是为了戒食而戒食，那就是比如说有的人他决定这一天都戒食。
Okay, if you're gonna fast, chant 64 rounds.
好吧，那我们就附加说一句，你今天都戒食，那你就更有时间了，那么你就念诵64圈吧。
But if you fast all day,then you only chant 16. Why are you fasting?
那如果说你戒食，但是你也只不过就念了16圈而已，那你为什么非得要戒食呢？
Or chant 16 rhyme and read the Bhagavatam for 10 hours.
或者说你也可以去念诵16圈，然后你念读十个小时的圣典博迦巴坛。换句话说，你戒食这边是减少了，那么你相应的也要增加服务的那个部分。
Then fasting is justified.
如果你能够真的做到这一点的话，那你这个戒食就是有充分的理由的。
But if you do all these rituals and you don't fill it up with Krishna consciousness, what's the point?
那如果说你做了所有的这些仪式啊，这些戒食啊之后，但是与此同时，你也没有去让你这一天去充满 Krishna 知觉的活动，那有什么意思呢？
Prabhupada told the devotees very clearly, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. He said these are austerities, and it is more than enough.
那释迦牟尼他曾经明确的就是这么说出：我们不吃鱼肉蛋，不赌博，不服用麻醉品，不非法性行为，这就是我们的苦行。 有这四条苦行已经足矣。
And on top of that, chanting 16 rounds, distributing books, distributing prasadam, distributing the chanting, these are the real austerities. This is the real purushottamas. This is the real kartik. This is the real chaturmasya.
那这是除了刚才所说的这个四个规范原则之外呢，然后呢，要派发主的圣名，派发书，派发 prasada。那做更多的奉献服务，这个才是我们的这个 Purushottama 月的意义 ，Kartika 月的目标，还有 Chaturmasya 四月苦行的意义所在。
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told his disciples, those who go out of the temple to distribute books don't need to follow Ekadashi. Those who stay in the temple should follow Ekadashi and chant 64 rounds.
因为 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 就是他还林星导师他很明确的说过，他说在 Ekadashi 的那一天出去派书的这些奉献者不需要遵循 Ekadashi， 但是在庙里面待着没有 出去的奉献者一定要遵循 Ekadashi， 同时念诵64圈。
He showed the principle of what is the highest. The highest is Sankirtan.
他在这里呢，他就是明确的指出了这个最高的原则。最高的原则是什么？就是 Sankirtan。
Not what is beneficial for me.
其实诵圣名，而不是说到底哪些事情对我个人是有好处的。
Krishna consciousness is never about me. It's always about Krishna.
Krishna 知觉从来就不是围绕着我出发的，它的核心永远是 Krishna。OK， 下一个问题，手机 YY 新人，请问 Guru 必须有门徒证书才能找 Guru 吗？谢谢。My question is, unless we get the certificates of attending the disciple course, can we start to look for a guru? Thank you very much.
What, all this?
No, it's just this one.
Oh, okay. The system is that when you come to Krishna consciousness, the first thing that you should do is you should become an absolute, undivided servant of Srila Prabhupada.
那就是我们进入 Krishna 知觉的这样一个进步的一个过程是这样的，一开始你就要全心全意的去服务 Srila Prabhupada。
And you should consider yourself a Shiksha disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
你要把 Srila Prabhupada 当成你的训士灵性导师，而你是他的训士门徒。
And you should remain a Shiksha disciple of Srila Prabhupada for the rest of your life.
而且在 你的余生当中，你都要始终把 Srila Prabhupada 当作你的训士灵性导师。
So the disciple course is meant to teach you those things, how to be a Shiksha disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
那这个门徒课程的目的就是为了让你学到这一点。我这一生我怎么样才能够很好的成为 Srila Prabhupada?
So when you understand that principle and you apply it, then you can find a guru who will connect you to Prabhupada.
那当你学到了这个原则，并且还懂得怎么样去运用的时候，这个时候呢，你会找到一位灵性导师，就是你的启迪的这个 guru。这个 guru 会帮助你和 Srila Prabhupada 更好的建立这种连接。
Because the actual qualification of such a guru is that he is very strongly connected to Srila Prabhupada.
因为实际上这样的一个 guru 就是你的这个启迪 guru， 他的资格就是说他能够很坚实的和 Srila Prabhupada 有这样的一个纽带上的连接。
So for the first 6 months or 12 months, you study Prabhupada carefully, you do the disciple course, and then you pray to Krishna to send you the right spiritual master.
所以呢，一开始的这个六个月到一年的这个时间呢，你要非常认真的去读Srila Prabhupada的这个书籍，然后你去参加这个门徒课程，然后内心你祈祷希望你Srila Prabhupada来派一个 guru 到你的面前，成为你的启迪灵性导师。
Then you get recommendation.
然后接下来你就会得到这个推荐，启迪的推荐。
And then you can take initiation.
然后你就可以得到启迪了。Okay. So you have to have this disciples course certificate in
yes.
order to find a guru.
No,
will
no,
let some
no,
people
no,
find
no.
a guru then attend the disciples?
No. The disciple course does not give you access to a guru. The disciple course is an educational program to inform you about what it means to be a disciple and what is a spiritual master.
So some people, they take shelter of a guru first, then attend the disciple course, no problem.就是并不是像你讲的一样，我一定要有了这个门徒证书我才能找guru，不是这样。有些人他也是先脱壁了guru，然后他认真的去学习这个门徒课程。那这个门徒课程实际上的目的就是为了告诉你清晰的给你这份教育，让你知道作为一个门徒然后就意味着什么，他的资格是什么，应该怎么样去做，然后作为灵性导师的话他应该是怎么样？你应该和你的灵性导师应当有什么样的一种关系？这是门徒课程是教给你这些以及和他相关的这些知识的。
The most important is to be connected to Prabhupada. This is the most important.
其实最重要的，或者说重中之重，就是说你怎么样跟Srila Prabhupada连接。
If you don't know Prabhupada, you will not know your guru. Believe me, you will not know who he is.
你要首先。要对Srila Prabhupada有所了解，然后你才能去理解你的灵性导师。如果你对Srila Prabhupada一无所知的话，你永远不会理解和认识你的灵性导师。
And the guru's function is to reinforce your faith and attachment in Prabhupada.
而guru的这个资格呢，就是说更加的加固你对Srila Prabhupada的信心和依附。OK， 下一个问题，唐继东，顶拜guru翻译你好，我很想。想拍书也很想传播圣名，可是很难。举个例子，我家孩子已经高二了，老师让填表问家长有没有宗教信仰了，又打电话询问老师，问我出不出去传教之类的话题。言下之意是，如果有宗教信仰，对孩子的学业有影响，恳请古鲁明示，弄得我每次联系都是偷偷摸摸的。I really want to do book distribution and also to distribute the holy names, but it's so difficult. For example.My child has already in the second year of the high school, and the teachers delivered a form asking if the parents have some religious belief, and then followed by a form asking me if I go out to do preaching. The hint is that if you keep your religious belief, it will have some negative influence on the student's studies.So can you please leave me some clear instruction? And such being the situation, every time when I go out for association, it's like a sneak out of the house, and everything is, it's not in public. I can't do things as I want.
It's very difficult.
这个真的很难，是的 keep it as a secret.
And devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness.In China, in such an environment, believe me, they are getting a lot of mercy.
的确是我们的面临的情况是非常困难的。要相信，就是在我们的我们所在的这个国家去修习 Krishna 知觉，尤其会得到非常多的仁慈。
Krishna is paying specific attention.To how the devotee is dedicated, no matter what the situation is.
然后呢，Krishna 他会做出安排，无论我们的这里的奉献者处于什么样的情况，他会更好的去投入到这个服务之中。
So, like I suggested earlier today, maybe you can try by finding people to buy books online.
就像我说的一样，前面说的一样，你也许可以通过手机，通过网上去派发书籍。
I'm not taking this, okay? I'm not taking this.
下一个问题就是Srila Prabhupada已经 Prabhupada已经就因为我之所以先问这个问题，是因为跟上面有关系。Srila Prabhupada has.Disappeared from this world, how to connect, establish connect with Prab, how to keep pure consciousness. I think you can answer.
That's the question I'm going to answer.
Okay. 怎么去始终保持纯粹的知觉?
Okay, so what's the question?
How to keep pure consciousness.
You keep pure consciousness by keeping clean habits.
就是你怎么去保持这个纯粹的知觉呢？首先你要保持你的这种习惯是纯净的。
And clean habits means by keeping a regular schedule.
那么怎么样去保持一种纯净的生活习惯呢？就是你要有规律的去生活。
Prabhupada explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam that a devotee makes progress by having a clean mind, clean thoughts, and clean actions.
那释迦牟尼佛呢，就是说，奉献者呢要通过心意、头脑和行动的净化来保持他们的。纯净的 Krishna 知觉。
So we have to make an effort to always stay on the platform of goodness.
所以说呢，我们总是要保持，就是让自己处在一种善良形态中。
And from goodness, we can cultivate Krishna consciousness. Below goodness, we cannot.
所以说呢，就是说，我们只要达到了善良形态，我们就有一个基础，可以更好的去培养 Krishna 知觉了。如果连善良形态都达不到的话，要去保持 Krishna 知觉。
Okay, Sumukhi Radha Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 非常的感谢。
Krishna Premi, thank you very much for your translation.
Krishna Premi Mataji, 感谢你的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees for your excellent questions and your attention to the lecture.
感谢大家的提出的好问题以及你们的就是专注聆听。
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya.Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Keshadesh Yatra ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Okay, 那补充一下，就是你最后的那个问题呢，我们下星期的时候我们来回答，因为在那之前Radha Charan Prabhu 已经有事情了，来不及来再来回答这个问题，所以他前面已经说不能再没有时间再提问了，所以呢就是提问了这个问题。问题的奉献者再耐心的等待一下。OK， 好，我们今天的我们的有关 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课呢，我们就到这里结束了。我们现在讲到的是《玛加丽娜中篇逍遥》的第23章生命的终极目标，对神手的爱。下周同一时间还是星期三早上7点，我们继续 Hare Krishna。